Children move schools, families move houses, and we're always coming, boys and girls, into contact with new families, whether we meet them at school or whether we meet them here at the church or whether we meet them on the street or the park where we live. I want you to meet this morning the all sorts family. They may look a little bit different, but you and I are going to discover this morning that they've all got something in common, because the all sorts family are made of licorice. We're all different too. Some of us are tall, some of us are short, some of us are fat, some of us are thin, some have got blue eyes, green eyes, brown eyes. But there's something common to every one of us, boys and girls. The Bible says that we're all sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It wasn't always that way, because I read in the Bible about the all right family. You see, they lived in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, and they were always happy because they obeyed God. But one day, boys and girls, there was a stranger who came into the garden. And that stranger, that visitor, tempted Eve and suggested to Eve that if she ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, she would become wise like God. She couldn't resist the temptation. And so she took of that fruit and she gave to her husband, and he took of that fruit, and they were no longer the all right family, because they had sinned and they had disobeyed God. I want you to meet in this family this morning I want you to meet Samantha Seems Right. Samantha Seems Right. You can see that she's a lovely green hat. And boys and girls, you can see that she's also got a blue top. But you know, she seems to be right. But you know, if you went into the center of that blue top, She would pretend to be that she's part of the Cadbury's egg family, the cream family, the chocolate family. But if you and I went into that top this morning, we would discover that Samantha Seems Right is made of licorice. There are boys and girls this morning, and they seem right. They come along to the Good News Club. They come to church. They come to the children's meeting. You would almost think that they were saved. You would almost think that they were Christians. They seem to be right, but they're constantly disobedient to their mom and dad. Sometimes they may even curse. They're marked by bad habits. They seem to be right, but their hearts are not right in the sight of God. There was a man, boys and girls, in the Bible like that. He was called Simon. Simon Seems Right. And he lived in the city of Samaria, and he wanted to buy the power of the Holy Spirit from Peter. And Peter said, Simon, your heart's not right in the sight of God. You know, boys and girls, moms and dads this morning, you may seem to be right, but remember, the Bible says, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. There's another character in the family I want you to meet this morning. He's Harold Halfright. Harold Halfright. You know, boys and girls, he's half sweet and he's half licorice. You would almost think he's all sweet apart from this wee bit of licorice that's running around the center of him. Harold Half right. He looks a lovely looking chap, but he's half right and he's half wrong. You know, there are boys and girls this morning, and they wouldn't cheat at school. They wouldn't tell a lie. They would hardly ever be disobedient to their mom and dad. They would hardly miss a Good News Club. And sometimes they may look down their noses at other boys and girls and feel that because of all the right things they do, that they're right in the sight of God. The Bible tells us, boys and girls, that there is none righteous, no, not one. There's a final character I want you to meet this morning. And this is Norman Notwright. Norman Notwright. He's not like Samantha seems right. He doesn't pretend, boys and girls, to be what he's not. What you see with Norman Notwright is what you get. He cheats. He steals. He tells lies. He's disobedient to his mom and dad. He gives his teacher a hard time at school. He gives his Sunday school teacher a hard time at Sunday school. He's just Norman Notwright. You know, boys and girls, many years ago, one morning, three people were led outside the city of Jerusalem. And they were led to a hill called Calvary. And they were crucified. The person on the center cross was the Lord Jesus. The Bible says that he did no sin. On either side of the Lord Jesus, boys and girls, there were two thieves, both of them robbers. And as that day dragged on, boys and girls, instead of mocking the Lord Jesus, one of the thieves turned and looked at the Lord Jesus and said this, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." In other words, boys and girls, he said this, "Lord, just save me." And the Lord Jesus said to that thief, "Today, this very day, thou shalt be with me in paradise." He just called upon the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, boys and girls, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." He was like Norman Notwright. But you know, when he called upon the name of the Lord, he became Norman all right. I wonder, what member of the all sorts family are you like this morning? Maybe you're like Samantha seems right. Maybe you're pretending to be something you're not. Maybe you're like Harold Halfright. Maybe you're like Norman Notwright. You know, the Bible says, boys and girls, this, if you want to be a member of God's family, and that's the most important thing, the Bible says this, "To as many as received him, the Lord Jesus, to them give he power to become the sons of God." If you've never received Christ as your Savior, you make sure that you do that, and that you do that today.